Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue have held talks this week with Ochonish Alumina on the future of the plant. There are fears for the county of Limerick that the facility will because of the prospect of EU sanctions against its Russian owners. To discuss this and also to talk about facilitating third level courses for people from Ukraine here, I'm joined by Niall Collins, TD for Limerick and Minister of State for Further and Higher Education. Minister, you're very welcome to the programme. Before we talk about all of that, I might get your reaction first of all though about the Dr. Tony Holohan, the CMO, stepping down from his position.
Yeah, it obviously the news just broke there this evening. I saw it myself. I understand that he is to stay in his role until the end of June or early July, upon which time he'll take up his new role in Trinity. To wish him well, thank him for his service. I think right throughout the pandemic, he played a hugely central role, as we know. And I think the Irish public derived a lot of confidence in him in terms of his interactions, his public interactions at critical times in terms of explaining where we were going with the whole management of the pandemic and his input from that point of view. Mm-hmm. So, obviously...
You reckon he'll be a big loss?
Well, look, I mean, he I think he was hugely, as I said, he was hugely central, a big figure right throughout the last 2 years. Of course, he'll be a loss, but like everybody else, when they fulfil a big job, there's none of us that can't be replaced, Cormac, even yourself. So,
Did the government have any advance notice of his retirement or resignation? Because I see the Minister for Health and the Taoiseach taking to Twitter in the aftermath of the announcement on the news to wish him well and so on. Was there advance notice, I wonder?
Not that I'm aware of, but look, I mean, people move from jobs, as we know. Part of anybody's career path is the mobility of labour, as we know, and he obviously has identified a role and he's been recruited into a role which he desires to have, a change in his career, and we wish him well and thank him for his service.
OK. Can we talk about Ochonish Alumina?
Sure.
And I know we've spoken about this previously, Minister Niall Collins, on the programme. I know it's an extremely important employer in the county of Limerick and the region generally. It's controlled by a Moscow-based entity called Rusal, and they have so far avoided EU penalties. But the billionaire oligarch Oleg Deripaska is a key shareholder and has been sanctioned in the last fortnight since we've spoken, I think, by the UK. Now, this is getting very close to the bone, isn't it?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a concern, and it's a high, you know, we've spoken about it before and we're speaking again about it now. It is a high profile employer, obviously, in Limerick, and it's even higher profile given the context of the Russian connection and Oleg Deripaska being obviously a Russian national. But he's also subject, as we know, to previous sanctioning through the US Treasury. And, there was a lot of fallout and concern about that at the time. Ochonish and Rusal exited that sanctioning regime on the 27th of January in 2019. Oleg Deripaska himself remains a sanctioned individual under the United States and more recently under the United Kingdom within the last 2 weeks. But... I suppose I've always been keen to stress, and that's why you said in your introduction that the company held meetings this week with the Taoiseach and Pascal Donoghue, the Minister of Finance. That's correct. The company continues locally in Ireland to keep in touch with government, to keep in touch with all of us, mm-hmm. and to keep us up to date in terms of where they're going. They've had a change at their board level. The previous chairperson was Lord Barker. He was a cabinet minister in David Cameron's government in the UK. He stepped down from the role as chairman of the ultimate holding group, EN Plus, and he's now going to be involved in a restructuring of the entire group where the international assets outside of Russia will be carved out into a different entity.
But will Oleg Deripaska remain as a shareholder?
Yeah, so he's very bound by sanctions at the moment, Cormac, in that he can't derive any financial benefit, any profit, any salaries, any dividends. He can't sell any of his shares. By virtue of his previous sanctions that he was subject to through the US Treasury, he's very, very bound.
Yeah, but they're UK and US sanctions. He's not sanctioned, am I right in saying, by the European Union or certainly by Ireland. So
yeah.
As it stands, this is my understanding. You correct me if I'm wrong. And I know this is without prejudice to any efforts that are being undertaken at the moment to change the structure of the corporate network that Ohanish Illumina is involved in. My understanding that as a shareholder, some of the profits and the dividends that would accrue from operations in Ohanish Illumina would go to Oleg Deripaska.
Yeah, so under the US sanctions, he's not entitled to receive any dividends and he's not entitled to dispose of any of his shareholding. So he's basically, my understanding is that he's basically, his ownership is effectively suspended. He can't derive any benefit from it at the moment.
But the US sanctions don't apply here, do they?
They don't.
So I'm talking about the Irish operation.
Pardon?
I'm talking about the Irish operation of...
Yeah,
important from my point of view. I obviously want the families and the people that are employed in Ohanish Illumina in Limerick in that region, I would love their jobs to be safeguarded and guaranteed. And I suppose my question is there any way of doing that while making sure that no profits from there go to Putin's war?
Yeah. So as I outlined to you previously, Ohanish is 100% owned by the Rusal Group, which in turn, Rusal is 57% owned by a holding company, EN Plus. And Oleg Deripaska owns 45% of EN Plus. And the entity in Ireland, which is Ohanish, is in the workforce is entirely Irish, the management is entirely Irish, product comes from West Africa, is refined into aluminium, and that is sent to smelters right across Europe and used in production processes for cars and computers and phones.
Yeah. But you see, I'm uncomfortable about that because what you have done is outlined a certain corporate line between Ohanish Illumina and Oleg Deripaska.
Yeah.
And is there a plan underway to break that chain?
Well, look, I mean, I'm not privy to that, but what I can say to you is the company has indicated to me when I consult with them that they're in the process. They've changed the chairperson of their group. There's a new chairperson who's a New York Republican, Christopher Burnham, who was involved in one of the Bush administrations. He has taken over as chair of the ultimate holding company, EN Plus. The previous chairperson, Lord Barker, who was part of David Cameron's government, he's now involved in a corporate reorganising to separate the assets which are outside of Russia into a different corporate entity. I suppose...
Let's break it down to very simple language. Has the company guaranteed to Minister Pascal Donoghue and the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar that no monies or dividends or profits from Ohanish Illumina operations will go to Oleg Deripaska? Has that undertaken been sought?
Well,
given?
I wasn't party to those discussions, but I would imagine that's pretty much the case because of the United States sanctions which are imposed. This is a worldwide group which has lots of interests all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
So Oleg Deripaska is bound. I think the overriding sanctions here are the United States sanctions, which are pretty stringent on him. He can't derive any income. He can't derive any dividends. He can't sell any of his shareholdings.
Mm-hmm.
So he's hamstrung, pretty much entirely in terms of his ownership. And at the same time, the company is engaged in a restructuring. And I'm just keen to stress always that it is a fear, obviously, locally in the Midwest, in my constituency in Limerick, North Kerry, into Limerick City and Clare. But the government is doing everything it can to assist and work with the company and to ensure that when we engage with our European partners, that in designing sanctions, that we don't have blowback.
Yeah.
So the sanctions, as I said to you before, Cormac, sanctions have to have an impact
where they should and not locally. Can I ask you, I have literally 20 seconds left. If the chain is broken with the billionaire and the company needs funding, will the government support them?
Well, I think we're a long way from that. There's been no discussions at all, you know, at all in terms of government stepping in to support the company. You know, as I said to you, Ahenish is part of a bigger group, which is you know, a very large and diverse group. Oleg Deripaska has reduced his shareholding to below 45%. Mm. His voting rights are, I think, reduced to below 35%. So his influence is very much in the minority stakes here. Okay. And
I'm afraid for the people of Limerick employed there, we haven't heard the end of this, and that's my guess. But Minister Niall Collins, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.